Smith Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Talking about your horror stories. As a manager or an owner of a boutique guest house, hotel, liquor slop place, whatever it is.
So I've worked in hospitality for many years, and I've done support, liquor slop and other places. And the horror stories I've had my clients crying on the phone with, it's been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. We've had people stealing towels that are like valued at R400-500 a towel. Mm-hmm. And they don't just steal one towel, they steal seven at a time.
Ooh. Just think about that for a second, what Chili's saying. They don't take one, they clean the whole house out.
Sure.
The whole hotel out of towels. I mean, where's the shame?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the guys have taken the posters off the wall and made a bonfire in the middle of the grass. That's not even a dry area.
No.
And they've made a bonfire. Or they've literally taken a number two all over the room. And I don't know if they've taken an enema or something.
No.
But number two's everywhere. I mean, really, people?
So I own a property in Pringle Bay.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, we rent out the property. And the renter left the water running, flooding the bathroom and the bedroom. Absolute mess. Never found them ever again. They absconded.
No.
Completely into thin air. Had to replace the carpets. It was a whole thing. It was a whole thing.
It's like, what are you thinking when you do that? I mean, like, what possesses you to do that and then leave? It's like,
there's not decent people.
No.
Yeah, very.
And there's
very
more
bad.
You say. What happened there and then what happened?
There's more. After that, somebody left the door, the sliding door open, and the baboons got in, raided our kitchen, broke the fridge, broke the panels in the fridge, because they can open fridges now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that? No, it was ridiculous. It was one disaster after another.
Mm. Listen, I rent out the Airbnb, and we had a same day turn over, and everyone who owns the Airbnb will tell you, rookie error, do not ever rent it out on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But in my defense, it was a returning couple, so I thought it would be okay.
Yeah, true.
It was not. So when I opened the door, it was like walking into the Twilight Zone. Like, they completely trashed the place.
No.
So firstly, everywhere there was like containers like on the floor, wine bottles on the floor. I'm like, there's a bin right there, like
no.
A bin, you know. And as I started cleaning, I noticed everywhere there was like candle wax on the furniture, on the bathroom tiles, even in the toilet. Like, I don't know why, but and kept smelling something weird in the flat, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And so I'm doing my cleaning, going to the kitchen, and I noticed there's like this plastic smell, and I stopped looking, and it turns out they tried to boil my electric kettle on the stove.
No.
What?
And so we had to drive out to get a new kettle for the Airbnb for the new guest coming in. But it was just absolutely horrendous. Note to self, never rent it out on Valentine's Day again.
Bianca, did they ever return?
No, you can block them.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So that was them done and dusted. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I just tossed this for the kettle. I'm like, thank you, please don't come again.
No, please don't come again. It's a good thing you didn't have one of those infrared blue lights to go through. You know those blue lights where you can see and you see things you shouldn't? That would have been horrific.
Yeah, I just washed the couch and everything.
Yes,
you
know? You'd have to clean everything there. Heavens knows what they were doing, but there was lots of wax involved and apparently hot water and a burnt kettle.
Wake up. Ready on the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. It's the new way to get you going in the morning. Smile 90.4 FM.